In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Good Friday evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for Rush Hour Sports. It's a voice that you haven't heard here before. I'm Rennie Knott, filling in this evening, and trust me, it is a blessing and a privilege to be here on KMOX. This has been a dream for the longest time as a sports anchor in town to say, wow, I was able to be on the Voice of America, the sports voice of St. Louis. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, on the Rush Hour, I am not alone. On the Rush Hour, we have the legendary Bernie Miklas.
Boy.
And when I say legendary, I do mean legendary. Bernie, how are you and how have you been?
Well, first of all, I'm doing great. And second of all, I was excited when they let me know, I believe yesterday, that you'd be hosting.
Yeah.
And so I am honored to be part of your first show here on KMOX. I hope there's going to be many, many more. And I hope that you and I can work together many, many more times, my friend.
I hope so.
And I haven't seen you or talked to you in a long time. We work in the same market, but I'm kind of a recluse. You know, I don't come out and play, you know. No, but I mean, I'd be getting up early watching you and keeping up with you a little bit. No, man, you're great.
Thank you.
Glad to see you.
My wife and I had a discussion a couple of weeks ago about the next chapter in my life, and she thought a podcast would be great, and then she thought, you know what? You should get the sports guys to talk about how they got started doing sports. What drove them to write, to get behind the mic, to play the games? And so, Bernie, my first question to you is this. What inspired you to become a sports journalist?
Well, two things, and I'll make it quick. You know, as a kid, I loved sports. And, you know, you and I grew up, you know, roughly in the same area. You were more Washington, D.C. I was more Baltimore. But my father and grandfathers and uncles would take me to, you know, Baltimore Colts games, take me to Orioles games, take me to Baltimore Bullets games, you know, AHL hockey games. And I fell in love with sports. But I also fell in love with newspapers because my father, God rest his soul, those days there were like six newspapers in the Baltimore and Washington markets combined. That man would stop every day coming home and buy all six papers.
Wow.
So I could read the sports sections and I would devour that stuff. And then I'll tell you the other thing that's all related that fed that. I would go to a Colts game. I would go to an Orioles game with my dad. We'd be driving home. We'd be talking about the game. And I got inspired, and I was really young. I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, and I'd go to my room, and I would write a story by hand about the game that we just attended, and I'd give it to my father, and he got a kick out of it.
Wow.
And I had a loving mother that told me, you know, I think you actually can write, so you need to pursue this for a living. So
that's all right.
look at me now, 66 years old and, you know, still doing it.
It is amazing when you look at it that way. And you've had such a long and really prestigious career. Have you ever stopped to think about the kids out there who are now doing sports, either behind the microphone or writing sports, that you may have inspired by your columns over the years?
Well, I mean, I've heard from younger writers who have said such things. I don't hear from that or about that as much anymore, just simply because, as you know, my man, the business has changed so dramatically.
Yes.
And I joke, and I listen, man, I keep up with it. As you know, man, I write and write and write and write. I do videos. I do everything. I love to work. But I also recognize the business has changed because, you know, unless you can deliver a hot take in about, what is it, about 141 characters
pretty
on
much.
X, people aren't as inclined to jump and like read a longer piece, a more detailed piece.
Yeah.
A thought for everybody wants the hot take. Look, you know, I only got 30 seconds. Tell me what you are going to tell me and that's it. And thank you. Now I'm out. Right. and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's the way
it is. It's the new world. Yeah. I miss Sports Illustrated because I used to love picking it up and flipping through the pictures, putting it down, going back, picking it up, reading an article, putting it down. And now it's just scroll, scroll, scroll. And unless something jumps out, you keep right on a scrolling by. Bernie, I want to jump into some of the St. Louis sports right now.
Man.
And first of all, the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, because I was doing morning news all the time for the last 9 years, I missed a lot of the games. I missed a lot of what was happening. But what I did catch, I wasn't necessarily impressed with. I wasn't necessarily hopeful of. I saw glimpses from time to time that made me think, well, that guy is going to be somebody. That guy is going to be somebody. But collectively, it just didn't seem to be right in my eyes, okay? So my question to you is this. As we get into this offseason where people are going to start talking trades and movements and free agent signings, where should the Cardinals go? Is this going to be a complete redo, or do you have a number of players you hang on to and just find little pieces here and there that could then enhance what this team is?
Hey, the more that I've talked to Chaim Bloom about this, the more I become convinced that, first of all, I never thought it was going to be a complete teardown where you just say, well, we're going to lose 100 games for 4 years in a row. I never thought it would be like that. But I think he's not settling for just writing off three or four seasons. He thinks he can make some improvements, not all in one winter, this winter, but he can make improvements to get this rebuild or whatever we're calling it on a faster track. And he is incredibly determined. He has got nothing but energy.
Okay.
He's also a guy that feels like he's got something to prove after what happened in Boston. Where did he make some mistakes? Yeah. But did he get screwed? Absolutely. And he's looking at this second chance as a thing where he learned from the mistakes that he made in Boston, and he is better because of it. And he's really, really fired up. He loves the Cardinals history. He loves the Cardinals fans. He's rolling up his sleeves. This guy's on the phone more than anybody I know personally, and he just never stops. So I think this thing can actually be accelerated. It's not going to happen this offseason.
Okay.
I'll be curious to see where the Cardinals are a year from now, though. I think they'll be in a much better spot.
So when you look at team management upper level, when I came into town, Walt Jocketty was the man, replaced by John Mozeliak, and now we have Bloom. Is Bloom closer to being a Mozeliak type or closer to being a Walt Jocketty type?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I wish I had a great answer. Okay. I don't think I do. I think Bloom is someone who, well, he was born and raised, so to speak, in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, 18 years there. And I always kind of laugh at these people and say, well, they never won anything. Well, since 2008, the Tampa Bay Rays front office, which Chaim Bloom was a huge part of, they have the third best winning percentage in the majors during the regular season. Only the Yankees and the Dodgers have been better. So, yeah, I think they actually got some things done on the lowest payroll in baseball. So He was born and raised in a model of that where payroll efficiency was huge. But if you mentioned payroll efficiency in St. Louis, payroll efficiency is actually a good thing. Why spend more, overspend for players when you can get players who are just as good or better for a lot less money? Like when you go to the store, Rennie, you and your wife, do you look at two things that are basically the same, and do you and your wife say, well, wait a minute, this one's like $28 higher.
Right.
We better get that one.
No.
Yet Cardinals fans freak out because, well, that just means they're being cheap. No, it means they're being smart. They've wasted a lot of money. So anyway, he's a huge draft and development guy. So is Bill DeWitt, by the way. Mm-hmm. So they're aligned. And Heimblum is going to rebuild this thing from the ground up in terms of the player development in the farm system. And he's made huge progress already.
Okay.
And then when they're ready to win, they're going to spend money and they're also going to make some bigger trades. Bill DeWitt told me, he said, listen, I admire the Cleveland model, the Tampa Bay model, because they're smart and they get players. And they get players and everyone else overlooks. And they don't overspend on mediocrity. They spend on quality. But Bill DeWitt assured me, he said, listen, when we get to a point where we're cranking out these prospects, he said, I don't want them all to leave. I want to keep guys here. I want to spend money when it's time to spend money.
Okay.
And you and I have followed Bill DeWitt for a long time.
Yes.
I know it's not fashionable if you're a media member to sort of tip your cap to him. And he made some mistakes. He let this thing kind of slide. And that's on him. But yeah. Bill DeWitt has got another version of Jeff Luhnow. Like, they are aligned in terms of their philosophy. Draft and develop. Build a foundation. Get prospects coming through this pipeline one after another, after another, after another. And the good thing about that is that some of those prospects will be on your team and will help you win. And others you will trade to get players to help you win, which is how do you think they got Roland and Jim Edmonds and McGuire and Arenado?
Yeah.
But you know, because they were able to trade prospects.
The thing about those days, though, the cupboards were never bare. They always had a nice base that was here in St. Louis that they could build off of. At least that was my impression during my years here. I never felt like, oh, this team's going to be horrible. I always thought, oh, one piece, two pieces, that's all they need. And they've got something going, and they've always been extremely competitive. One of the things that disappointed me this year was watching a Busch Stadium that had very little people in it, and then the people who were in it weren't even always paying attention to the game. It also became a situation where I'm watching the game going, well, who do I want to see? What is the player on the Cardinals team that when they come to bat, I've got to see him? Who's the pitcher when he's on the mound and I'm going, ooh, this guy throws heat. I got to watch him. It was kind of like hit or miss. You know, one week this guy, one day you get that guy. And I wasn't used to that on a daily basis when I was doing sports, because on a daily basis, you went to Busch Stadium, you knew who the leaders were. You knew who the go-to guys were when it came to that guy's going to deliver, this guy's going to deliver. You almost chalked it up as they've got this game won. How's the other team going to beat them? More so than how are they going to try to win this game? You know what I mean, Bernie?
No, I know exactly what you mean, and it's very well said, my friend. Here's the deal. The Cardinals that you and I in St. Louis watched for all those years, those teams that you referred to, all right, what did they have? They had an identity.
Right.
You knew exactly what they stood for.
Right.
You knew how they built their team. They built their team with a specific goal in mind. We want starting pitching. And we, you know, this was before everyone was striking everybody out. And we can sign guys and make pitchers better. Because Dave Duncan's going to get him to throw the sinking fastball. And they're going to get a bunch of ground outs. It was all about drafting and developing. But using some of those prospects and trades to acquire stars. And those Cardinals teams for 20-some years, I would even say all the way through 2022, those teams always had stars. They always had a personality.
Right.
They had a collective identity. And poof, all of that kind of went away, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. But again, you know, like we talked about covering sports, it's a new world and things change quickly. We're going to step aside right now for a quick break. You're listening to the Rush Hour Sports right here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Back to Rush Hour Sports, Ready Not filling in on this Friday alongside the legend himself, Bernie Miklas, and I'm going to say legend every single time I intro you, okay? So just get used to it.
Stop it.
You know, we spent some time there talking about the St. Louis Cardinals and where they are and where they're going, but there's other sports that are happening right here, right now. And I think one of the things that has people sort of scratching their heads going into this particular weekend is the Mizzou Football Tigers. At one point this season, people were thinking, oh, this is going to be a playoff team for the college football playoffs. This is a team that could have a legitimate shot at possibly going to the national championship. Now it appears to be a long shot. But I want to ask you, Bernie, do you think that it is indeed a long shot, or do you think that some way or another the Cards could eventually play into their favor so they do indeed make the playoffs?
Well, if the thing of it is, if Coach Eli Drinkwitz stays, and I really don't have an opinion or any inside knowledge about what he's thinking because mm-hmm. he hasn't said anything. I have a hard time gauging whether Penn State really wants him, whether Florida really wants him, if Lane Kiffin doesn't go, LSU, would he go back to Auburn where he was a young assistant coach in 2010, 2011. He's born and raised in Arkansas. So he would have some choices, but he also has it pretty great at Mizzou. Mm-hmm. I mean, the funding has never been better. He's mm-hmm. got all the politicians in Jefferson City that will help out Mizzou football. Basically, if he goes down there and asks them for something in terms of legislation, he's done a wonderful job with the transfer portal, high school recruiting, selling the program. So in other words, he's got a good thing set up, better than any coach I've seen, even Gary Pinkel, because Eli was kind of built for these times, the changes in college football.
Okay.
So that said, does he have the kind of access to the elite recruits that a Penn State would or a Florida would if they have the right guy or LSU? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
So they will, he has done a great job getting them to this level, right? Hasn't been able to get them up here. They, you know, hasn't been able to beat a lot of ranked teams.
Right.
And I'm not making excuses for him, but Rennie, it's been like that for Mizzou basically always.
Well, yeah.
The great Dan Devine had a 3-14 record against top 10 teams. Al Onofrio, not much better. Gary Pinkel had a lousy record against top 10 teams, ranked teams. They were all great coaches. But the point is, when you're Mizzou, you're not a blue blood program, and there are still limitations in terms of your access to the most elite talent. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And what kind of changes some of this is the transfer portal. Because the transfer portal and the NIL money are now the big play when it comes to college football. You look at the quarterback that, you know, the Tigers started out this year. If not for the portal, if not for NIL money, you know, is this somebody you can go for? So you might not be able to get that guy right out of high school, but it doesn't mean you can't get that guy or a guy like that eventually over the course of time, depending on what his play situation is at the college he's at. And also what type of money he may be receiving from the school. When I look at Mizzou, I think about the facilities. And my wife is a huge Oregon Ducks fan. So all summer long, we were watching the series on YouTube about how they're building this new facility right next to Otsis Stadium and all of this glory and everything else. And I'm thinking, if I'm a kid, and we had a couple of kids from my area go to Oregon, and I go to tour Mizzou, and I'm thinking, is that better than going to Oregon? I mean, it's closer to home, yeah, but man, Oregon's got all this. When I go down to Alabama and I'm walking by all of those national championship trophies and those championship rings, you want to be a part of that. You want to be a part of a situation that you know that I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to experience big-time football on a big-time scale. Can Mizzou get there, I guess, is always that outside question. I think they're always going to kind of be that second-tier team that's going to have moments. Moments that are going to give you hope. Moments that are going to make you think that this is our year. Maybe there's a chance in there somewhere to go all the way to the semifinals of the championship. Having said that, I look at the Oregon Ducks, who have everything but a national championship.
Right.
And so money alone won't do it. It really comes down to getting the top talent and having the facilities where the players come in, they get bigger, faster, stronger. The coaching is there. It is very specialized. Because right now, you're running a college football team like you're running an NFL franchise. Let's be serious. Right. Now they've got general managers for the football team. So I look at it and I think, Mizzou's going to have moments. Mizzou's going to give you a lot of hope. I just don't know if collectively, over the course of time, it's going to be a team that's going to bring us the trophy one day.
The only thing I would change about what you said, because I know what you meant.
Yeah,
I think they have more than moments. I mean, they can have seasons.
Okay,
they can have really really terrific seasons, but those really terrific seasons have not gotten them in the top spot in the SEC or in the SEC championship game. Mm-hmm. You know, over these last 10 plus years, or into the college football playoff, and. I would add one more thing to you said, because everything you said was spot on. But the other battle for supremacy in terms of major college football, how much can you pay your assistant coaches?
Right.
Because Lane Kiffin talked about that. He said, listen, nobody the sports change. Now when you go interview a job or you want to talk to someone, the first question is like, okay, how much do you have in reserve right now with your transfer portal money, your NIL money, right? What is your budget? What can I spend on assistant coaches? Because I want to spend a lot, right?
Yeah.
So Mizzou may be, with some of the spending, they're probably behind the curve. But that said, Drinkwitz has taken them higher than I thought they would go. Yeah. Now, one of the worst things that happened to Drinkwitz, Indiana. And Kurt Cignetti. because people say, well, Bernie and Rennie, you know, if Indiana can do it, Mizzou can do it. Now, in principle, well, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Number two, all due respect, the Big Ten's not as good as the SEC. It's not as unforgiving.
True.
But number two, you know, Cignetti's great, and they get credit for finding lightning in a bottle. But let's not pretend that that's something that's easy to do. And, you know, there's you snap your fingers and I'm going to use a dated reference here. And I Dream a Genie pops out. No, it's not that easy. I mean, Indiana did it, but that doesn't mean that everybody can do it.
Okay. I agree with you on that one. Well, wholeheartedly. I just want to see us once again at number one, like we were back that one season for at least one game. That was a lot of fun. Got to take a quick break right now. We are listening to the Rush Hour Sports right here on KMOX 104.1 FM, America's sports voice.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh, yes, we are back right now. Rush Hour Sports, Rennie Knott. Filling in the chair this evening, and it is a blessing and a privilege to be in it, too. I'm having a pretty good time. I was very nervous, though, Bernie, before, when Tom reached out to me about doing this. I'm like, yeah. And then the more and more we got closer to 5 o'clock, I'm thinking, are you sure? But this has been a tremendous opportunity, and you have been wonderful with helping me through this, so I thank you right now for that.
All right, I figured something out here.
Yes.
I realized why they wanted to put your debut on a night where I'm scheduled to do the Rush Hour, right? Mm-hmm. It's very smart planning by Ackerman, mm-hmm. Steve Moore, whomever. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because if you ask me a question, I can talk for like 30 minutes straight.
Hey, I'm okay with you that. Know? I'm okay
so
with
you,
that.
So it takes some of the pressure off you, man. Yes. But no, this has been great. I love having you with us.
Thank you. It's crazy, Bernie, because it's been, in reality, 9 years since I was inside of the clubhouse or dressing room and things like that. In fact, aside from covering the Olympics, the last couple of Olympic Games, the last time I was around one of our local teams in a close-knit area was after the Blues won the Stanley Cup. I was in Boston for Game 7. And so it's been a while to be around it, but I tell you something, it comes back to you real quick when you start talking about it and thinking about it and analyzing what takes place out there. And speaking of analyzing, you happened to text Kyle about a couple of big football games this weekend in the NFL. The first game, of course, is the Chiefs and the Broncos. Knowing where the Chiefs are right now, not a playoff team, is this a must win? Do they have to beat the Denver Broncos to save face, but at the same time believe that this is a team that can advance to the playoffs eventually?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't like say they're dead if they don't win it, mm-hmm. but they're going to have two games with Denver. They're going to have to they've got some ground to make up. And so if they can win both of these games, especially get this one on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll put the Chiefs in great shape. I don't think anyone's sleeping on the Chiefs, but if you look at a situation about Andy Reid's record when he comes off a bye week, Patrick Mahomes' record when he comes off a bye week, they've had this extra time.
Yeah.
The thing about Denver, and I totally respect them, but they're doing this with defense. Their offense isn't that good. So I think that if you look at some of the trends in this series and you look at Kansas City and when they have been in these types of situations before, I'm confident they can win that game Sunday because they're coming off the bye.
Right.
And it's just – I won't get into all the numbers, but I have some trend numbers about winning straight up against the spread. All the arrows are pointing towards Kansas City.
Well, the odds are certainly on their side, especially, like you said, coming off of that bye week. But when I look at this team, it's always so suspenseful. It's almost like a couple of plays make the difference for them. Either they come up with a big play and a big drive and Patrick does Patrick things, or they turn the ball over, or they miss a tackle. It's always that almost when they lose. It's not often that you feel like they have no chance in a football game. So I guess in many ways, that does indeed lend hope to Sunday in Denver or against Denver.
No, that's right. And the Chiefs are going to have to eliminate some of the silly mistakes they've made. But the thing of it is, and they're also going to have to get rid of the ball quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what helps Patrick Mahomes get rid of the ball quickly behind an offensive line that's still a little shaky?
Yeah.
He got Worthy back.
Yeah.
And he got Rashee Rice back. And you know why? He knows guys are going to be open. And when you know guys are going to be open and they're going to be where they're supposed to be, you can get the rock to them.
True.
And you don't have to stand there and hold it. True. So it's going to be a great test. And I wouldn't underestimate Denver. And it sounds like I'm trying to have it both ways, but I'm really not. No, I'm just saying because I always look at these things, you know, if we're looking at this from a wagering standpoint, like, for example, as great as Kansas City has been when you introduced the point spread against the spread, Kansas City's 11-19-1 against the spread versus divisional opponents since 2020. And Denver is 22-6 when they bounce back from a game where they have scored no more than 14 points. So you can look at a case to make for Denver, but when in doubt, I'm always going to go with that Chiefs pedigree.
Okay. I agree with you. I'm going to go there too. By the way, Mrs. Knott would not be happy with you at all dissing on the Denver Broncos. One, she's originally from the area of Denver. Two, Bo Nix went to Oregon, and she is a huge Oregon Ducks fan. So as much as she likes Patrick Mahomes, she's a bigger fan of Bo Nix. So just to let you know that she won't be happy to hear that from you.
You know, the thing about Bo Nix, he's very compelling. He's charismatic.
Yeah.
I'd probably want to watch him in the fourth quarter as much as any quarterback in the league.
Okay.
The first three quarters, it's kind of helped or skelter. He's running around. He's throwing passes into the stands that he wasn't trying to do. He's skipping throws, and you're like, what is he doing? Yeah. Like, what happened? Yeah. But with the game on the line, his performance in the fourth quarter of this season has been – remarkable.
Yeah.
And so he is great action and great entertainment. And listen, he doesn't have to be a superstar. I think he's moving up to that level. Oh. He's going to get better and better and better.
Okay.
They have such a great defense.
Okay.
He doesn't really have to be the hero, but to his credit, when they need him in the fourth quarter, he has been the hero enough times to put him in first place in that division.
Well, you've just won some points with Mrs. Knott, so just know that you're welcome to come to the house anytime.
By the way, I know what football game y'all going to be watching
you know
tonight.
That. I'm sure she's pacing around right now and screaming at the dogs to get out of her way as she gets ready for this Oregon game tonight. We got to step aside one more time, one more break here on the Rush Hour Sports. We will be right back. Rennie Knott alongside Bernie Miklas. And welcome back to Rush Hour Sports. I'm Rennie Knott sitting in the chair this evening enjoying a great time with Bernie Miklas. Bernie, we've touched on quite a few things over the last close to an hour now. One of the things that we didn't touch on were the two MVPs at Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge and, of course, Shohei Ohtani. I think that everybody agrees with Ohtani being the National League Most Valuable Player, but where are you when it comes to Judge being ahead of Cal Raleigh?
Oh, man, I sweated this one back when everyone was debating it, and I kind of reveal my split personality when it comes to awards because, listen, no one had a more sensational, blissful, unexpected, outrageous season than Cal Raleigh. And he elevated a team that needed to be elevated. On the other hand, if we're just talking about total value, and the word is value.
Right.
Aaron Judge had another all-time great season. Like, I can't say that anyone is – in fact, I will say, I won't hedge. There's really no one more valuable than him in the American League.
Wow.
But if you love the drama and you love a guy that steps up kind of nowhere, he's the baseball hero, and mm-hmm. it's a powerful mm-hmm. story, and it was a kind of season that no one saw coming and just spectacular in every way, I never would have criticized anybody for saying Cal Raleigh should have been mm-hmm. the MVP. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. I admit it. I'm torn. Well, not because I'm afraid to give an opinion. I'm honestly torn about who should have got that. But if you ask me, if you press me, I would say Aaron Judge.
I think it's an emotional choice, Bernie. I really do think emotions come in because when I look at what he was doing up with the Seattle Mariners, a region that needs something to cheer for, He brought it to the fans there. He brought it to the fans nationwide with the way he played. He gave you a reason to watch the Mariners. I mean, let's be honest about that. I think when you look at Aaron Judge, you're just looking at something. It's almost like looking at Ohtani, something that is a generational thing. And I don't even know what category you put Shohei Ohtani in because, what, is this the closest thing to Babe Ruth?
He's freak, and we say that in a good way.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
No, there's never been anyone like him. Even Babe Ruth was not like him because he never had the athleticism. Right. Babe Ruth never had to worry about hitting sliders, hitting sweepers, things like that. And Babe Ruth also, he was a great pitcher, but only did it for a short time.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
And it was, frankly, it was at a time where, you know, the game was not yet opened up. But in fact, a long way from being opened up to people of all heritages and colors, right? It's a little different game now. It's hard to compare, but I don't – what Ohtani was able to do, what he's been able to do, no one has ever done it at that level before in the history of the game. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He seems to be a great dude, too. Fun to watch.
Yeah, I think in many ways – I compare him to, and I know I'm probably get some stuff for this, he's like the Michael Jordan of baseball because when he's either pitching or at the plate, you stop, you watch, but you expect something great to happen. You don't just expect a hit. You don't just expect a throw. You expect something great to happen. And when it doesn't, man, you are just depressed and in a slump. Look, like, what happened?
Right. Well, to your point, I'll reinforce your point. It's a great point. Well, you look at the postseason, it was kind of a weird postseason for him because he went from like, it's like, wait a minute. No one's ever hit three home runs and also pitched six shutout innings or whatever. But you let him go quiet for two or three games and everyone, it's like, what's wrong with Ohtani?
Right,
oh my gosh, what's wrong with him? you know, people are freaking out over when he does great. They're freaking out. They're freaking out when he has like a bad three or four games. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what? Is he human? Are you kidding me? Bernie, it has been more than a pleasure to sit in with you tonight. I've really relished this opportunity and hope that we get to do it again. But that's all of our time for the Rush Hour Sports. Rennie Knott alongside the legend, Bernie Miklas, who's been more than kind to me and really helped me get through this. As Bernie said, give him a topic, let him go. And that did ease my mind, Bernie. It did help me out quite a bit.
I can filibuster, baby.
Stay tuned now for Sports Open Line. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your Friday night.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.